Blog you missed your Rush Mini Round. Hey, Derek.
How's that? What?
Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really what I said, but, yeah. This is the kind of show we're going to do today.
Good morning.
I'm a little bit low energy.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little bit, I'm having a moment, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
You sure I can't get you anything? A little, you know, a little something? A little puppy upper? How about some of this? Look at this.
No Ooh. Way. No, that's Fireball. I am not touching that. No, thank you. No, sir. I don't know. Maybe we can have a little Belle de Brie. Is that something that we can put together?
Sure, we can.
All right. Maybe that'll make me feel better a little bit. Pep me up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Got to start at the beginning of the show so that I can, like, you know.
All right.
I can be sober by the end of the show because that's dinner time.
Right. You can't possibly mix the two.
Right.
So
anyway, what's up?
Yeah. So we get some week recaps.
We're going to recap the week.
We went to a really interesting place last night.
Uh-oh.
That is hidden. We'll talk about that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Interesting.
I think you'll find it interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have no plans.
So oh, no, that's simply, right. Show title.
Yeah, that's the show title. I mean, I have nothing to put here in this intro.
Well,
Flarn, there.
Who? What? Okay, I'm not sure what that is, but you know, I looked at the weird news headlines, and I saw something about two peacocks escaping.
Together? I always yawn. I was supposed to take a nap earlier, but it didn't work out.
I just woke up. I had like a 20-minute nap. It was great.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, so we'll talk about peacocks on the weird news because that's what happens.
I'm excited.
And I think there's still some peacocks on the loose.
I want to hear about peacocks. I love peacocks. I think they're really cute.
Or I think peafowl is the proper terminology there.
Isn't that the general term?
Oh.
It's the peahen and then there's the peacocks, right? Is that true?
I'm not sure.
No, yeah. It's true.
It's
the peahens that are the girls and the peacocks that are the boys. I have all of the plumage and the decorations.
Beautiful plumage.
Because in the insect kingdom,
yeah.
And the which peacocks are not insects. I don't know why I said that. But yeah. Also,
where are you going?
In the animal kingdom, more often than not, the males are highly decorated.
Ah, like for example, cardinal.
Yes.
Red
cardinal.
Female.
And then the brown female.
Not so much.
Yes. And then the robin redbreast, I think also the bland female. And also the, I think the jay, also very colorful, not the female.
You're talking about the blue jay.
The blue jay.
As it were.
Yes. Mm. The blue jay.
We're really learning something here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think.
Do we just talk about birds the rest of the show?
We could.
That's for
and
the birds.
I think I misspoke. In the animal kingdom, in the insect kingdom, I'm not sure the male is more colorful. I think because he doesn't have to do much in terms of like attracting the female. He just has to kind of like be there.
Uh-huh.
Be there.
I got what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
Oh, that was good. And in some cases, the male might even get eaten by the female after copulation. As such, spiders have this
like in the
danger.
Real
does that happen in the real world?
I don't know.
I don't think it does. Oh my God, that sound effect. If you're listening on headphones, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, should we just start the show?
Okay.
Oh, Stop it right now.
Okay, let's just start the show.
Can't handle it. Yeah, film chat. Chat doesn't work in Chrome. Yeah, I don't for some reason.
On the edge? Yeah, I think that's what I got going over there. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, what is this, Internet Explorer?
Or Edge, one of those.
What's
I'm not even
Edge?
Sure. It replaces Explorer. There's no more Explorer.
There isn't?
They had to keep...
It's too much stigma.
They had to keep the E, so they just call it Edge. But it looks the same.
Oh, Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to take away the stigma of Internet Explorer because it sucks.
Windows 10 thing, yeah.
Interesting.
I know, but hey, the chat room works there.
Hey, so. That and more tech news coming up on the Derek and Kay Show.
What do you say?
I don't know.
All right,
let's start this thing.
Yeah.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Woo-hoo! Now you want a woo-hoo? It's that woo-woo! You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a yes!
Don't eat bits of bun on your plate. Eat it all.
Yeah, baby!
Hey now!
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
La 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 la.
Have you by any chance lost your kidding?
We lost the Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
What's up?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is June 3rd. 2018.
We are already halfway in 2018. Time is flying. Every day you get closer and closer to death. Closer and closer. That's what I said.
That's lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
It's really lovely. I was going to say it's springtime. People get the lawnmowers out. this is episode, is it 311?
Yes.
That's a good, okay, very
for
good.
For information, call 311.
And we are over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy shit, come on!
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know
it! Isn't that right?
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet!
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika, Vika!
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? DKpodcast.com is our website. Follow us on all of the social medias except for the Gram and the Snapchat because we don't do that. But we probably should do the Gram. What's going on with the glasses? We got dirty.
I didn't like that one. Yeah, that one had some residue.
Ew.
I don't want to use that one.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no residue.
And we are also on the Twitter and on the Facebook, the Book of Face. Find us on the Book of Face for zero updates, exactly zero.
Hey, I just posted something.
Did you?
We're doing a show.
Oh, fantastic. I have what's happening? I haven't posted anything.
Little cat fur situation.
Oh boy.
No fur.
I haven't posted anything on any social media for our page or our website in a long time. And I'm not proud of that. It's really unfortunate. Cha-cha-cha.
Well.
Cha-cha-cha.
661-467-2416 is our phone number.
Yeah.
To call in and either listen to us or talk with us, press 1 to speak with your hosts, Derek and Kay.
And, you know, today won't be a good day to call because we don't got much to talk about.
Nope.
So. just saying. All right, we're gonna get another bottle here.
Oh, do we run out of a pair?
Yeah, it's okay. There's more bottles. So we got this is one of the drinks of the Derek and Kay Show.
That is exciting.
It's either that or Brockman's, which has also been very popular.
With no apostrophe.
Yeah.
Which infuriates me.
Okay.
But you know, I love the Brockman's.
Oh yeah, it's a good product.
I just don't understand why there's no apostrophe. Like, why can't they have that?
Oh,
my gosh. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Is this my medicine?
It's your medicine. Maybe this will make you feel a little.
Thank you.
It'll perk
me up a little bit.
Perk her upper.
All right. Have first sip.
Oh, that is friendly.
Sweet.
You know, I've been eating less sugar, significantly sugar.
Right,
over
you've
the past
been saying that.
Couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So right now that tastes really sweet.
I bet.
But I'm going to drink it anyway.
I like this idea of the reduced sugar. There's so much sugar in all this craziness that we don't need.
There's sugar in almost everything.
Yeah, like food that you know you wouldn't think
tomato
would be
sauce,
sweet. Yeah, well, it's
barbecue
crazy.
Barbecue sauce.
Crazy.
Well, it's got to be sweet.
Well,
but like,
some of, yeah.
It's in everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much sugar can I possibly avoid? And it's, I mean, and I find myself addicted to it. Like, I really want cookies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I haven't told Eve this.
Uh-oh.
But I broke down one week. It's like I'm on drugs and trying to get off drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I broke down one afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I went across the street.
Oh, boy.
And I got peanut and butter M&Ms.
Well, you know what? If you're going to do something, they like, were, that's the way to go.
They were good.
I don't think that's that bad of a thing to have.
I mean, they had an entire day's worth of sugar in one package. Yes. And how much you're supposed to have for women. I think it's 26 grams of sugar.
And when you say one package, you mean like 16 ounces.
16 ounces? No, it was like small.
You mean like a
small pound?
That's what you mean.
No, no. Like a little tiny, tiny itty bitty like dollar size package.
Okay, all right.
Which is what I got. Okay. And I looked in the back. I looked in the back. He's saying, oh my God, like he's trying to do it. He's not at all.
Oh, he's not
on this. No, no, he's not participating out of solidarity, although he should. Anyway, I looked at the back and it said 27 grams of sugar or something like that. I'm like, this is basically my sugar for the whole day.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And everything has sugar in it. That's
almost everything.
Yeah. Like you say, pasta sauce. Unbelievable.
Yeah, pasta sauce. So I'm figuring like maybe like once a week I can have like a sugary treat, but that's about it, you know? So like I broke down and I got the M&Ms. The M&Ms were good. Okay. They were really good.
I bet. Of course.
They were very good.
Now I wish I had some here.
The peanut butter ones, man.
Oh, wait. Peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Oh, I thought you meant the peanuts.
No, peanut butter, dude.
Oh,
peanut.
Those are pretty good.
Butter. Yes.
Yeah.
And, okay, we're a food show.
Yep.
Because now I'm talking about the kind of M&Ms I like.
This guy's a comedy show.
I mean, I like plain M&Ms because they're good, too.
We've talked about this before on the show, I'm sure.
Have we? I don't think so.
But it's a good one to review.
Because there's so many M&M varieties right now.
There's crazy ones.
Yeah, there's crazy
ones. And we tried them.
Yes, they were the gross, disgusting ass Halloween candy corn M&Ms.
What? Whoa!
Uh-oh. Can I have a napkin, please?
Good. You didn't lose that much there.
Oh my God! What is wrong with me?
Careful of that.
I'm gonna put this on the other side here.
Yeah. Okay.
So that I don't, you know, so I'm not reaching for my phone at the same time I'm reaching for the glass.
Uh huh.
It's gonna be a little sticky.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Uh huh.
That's what she said.
But I think I've got it clean.
Okay.
All right.
That's what she said.
Now my hands are sticky. I gotta get.
You need a cleaning product?
I got a wipe? I got a wipe.
Yeah, you come with stuff like that.
I'm always down with the wipes.
Yeah, I thought those were used for something else.
These wipes?
Never mind.
They're for your hands.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're for your hands.
Oh, okay.
They're for your dirty ass hands that you use to touch all kinds of objects.
There you go.
There we go. You're going to get the bottom of the glass so that there's no stickiness there.
All right.
Anywho.
Yeah.
My favorite M&M.
Yeah, here we go. M&M talk. This is what people tune in for.
Once a week you can have a treat. You sound like Amber Lynn. I am not like Amber Lynn Reed. Thank you.
I don't know who that is.
She's a YouTuber.
Okay.
You can watch her.
Okay.
Maybe we'll tune in a little later.
Okay.
She's my favorite YouTuber right now. Seriously.
All right.
62,000 subscribers. The hardest working vlogger on YouTube.
Wow.
Anyway.
Let's talk M&Ms.
My favorite M&Ms are the crispy M&Ms.
Ooh.
They brought those back. Remember they,
what color
they
is
the
bag? The
90s. Green. Like light green. Are we going to Google it?
M&M.
Ooh. We can go to the M&M website itself and see what the dealio is. Who makes M&Ms? Is it Mars?
It's a different website. Yeah.
It is Mars.
Good. Oh. Candy warehouse. Oh, wait, that's not where.
Oh, that's not where we're. That's not. That's not official. That's just the outside fancy ones. We want to go to the official website of the M&M candy product,
which is MMS.com. Oh, you got to put your. They must have alcohol once because you got to put your date of birth.
You got to put your date of birth?
why would they do that?
I don't understand.
Let's go. Wait, can I just cancel this? Or are we not going to be able to see it?
Try and cancel it. See what they do. What?
What?
Can you not go to it because it's like all crazy sugar?
Is this a new thing?
Yeah.
Did we just discover like, wow.
You got it. You got to be of age to go. You know what? Wow. Sugar is a drug.
Sugar is a drug. There you go. Yeah, that's
1935.
There we go. Thank you.
There's the crispy M&Ms. They're right
where
there.
Where are we looking? Oh.
See them? See them right there?
Oh.
So good, they're back.
They're back. Where are the varieties? Do they list all the different ones?
Let's go products at the top of the page.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Ooh.
Oh, see? Oh, there's my favorite, the peanut butter. And peanut, okay. Peanut is like an old standard, right?
I think it's classic.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty darn good.
It's and pretty good.
You feel like it's a, if you're going to have a candy, you got some like nature there. You got a nut, which is good, you know?
I guess.
So I think that's pretty good.
Peanut M&Ms are pretty damn good. You know what? Like, I mean, let's be honest. All M&Ms are almost like pretty damn good. I mean, just the plain M&Ms are like, I mean,
they don't
standard.
They don't really do much for me.
Oh, they're money. You don't like them? Milk chocolate?
I'm not a huge milk chocolate fan.
Really?
Yeah. So
oh, I like milk chocolate because I'm
feel like
5 years
they
old.
They don't really do much for me. I feel like I want to, if I'm going to have chocolate, I want like a better quality chocolate.
Yeah, but I like milk chocolate M&Ms. What's the pretzel M&Ms?
Pretzel, those are good.
Oh,
I thought
had those
you
before.
Brought those here once.
I think I have.
Those are pretty good because you got the salty sweet
yes.
action.
Yeah, same with the peanut butter.
Yes.
Salty sweet.
So there we go. Yeah, that would probably, oh, now dark chocolate. I'm all in here.
See those? I can't get behind
what?
That. Dark chocolate M&Ms. It's too intense for an M&M for me.
And this is what you're talking about here, crispy.
Yeah, that's money.
You like
that's
that.
Money. I'm also down with the mint M&Ms.
Yes. Big agreement there.
Anytime, like, anywhere.
Yeah.
Give me a M&M. Remember when they used to only have them at Christmas?
I know. I think I try to get them because you know minter,
so
as you
good.
Say.
So good. Yeah. Minty, that's right. The almond, I think I've only had once.
I don't think I've ever had that.
They're okay. I mean, they're big because they have almonds in them.
There's an almond inside?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is really weird.
So it's, well, okay. And then dark chocolate peanut.
Yeah, I can't get, oh, I can't
wow.
get behind that.
And that's it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bar. That's weird.
Not into it.
So like there's M&Ms inside the chocolate?
I guess.
That's weird.
Why bother?
What's this mega... What's this mega deal? What's this
I
all
don't know.
About?
Click on it. Let's see the nutrition facts. Because they have to have that there, right?
Are these...
The world's biggest M&Ms.
Are these big?
Oh, they're just big. 3 times the chocolate per piece. So if you're really feeling fat, you can have these.
Ugh.
Where are the nutrition facts? Where are those at? Right there. The big text. Few right. nutrition facts. How much sugar? Wait. How come they didn't say?
Wow.
How come they didn't say?
All that stuff's not there.
They have to say that, don't they?
I would think, well, they have to say on the package, right?
I guess.
Ingredients.
What's the dealio?
Is it just not updating or?
No, they just don't have it.
Huh. Weird.
I'm in shock. All right.
Well M&Ms. There we have it.
I like a crispy.
Oh, you get this stuff here.
Oh, 30 grams of sugar. Per, is this plain M&M's?
Oh, that's
yeah?
the plain ones. Yep. That's not the big ones.
So 30, that's already blowing past your daily like allowance of sugar, healthy allowance
no more
of sugar.
Sugar.
So after you have that, you can't have any more sugar.
What are you supposed to do?
Just eat half the package? I don't know.
What's a serving?
A whole little package. That's one serving. It's like 30 or 25 M&M's or something.
Wow.
Film chat says, weird, I didn't know M&M's had a chocolate bar. Yes, I guess they
do.
It's weird. It's very weird.
It's like kind of with M&M's with chocolate inside the chocolate. I don't get that.
You know, one time I actually ordered some like custom M&M's for someone as a gift. It was really expensive and it wasn't worth it, I don't think.
Oh, like printing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like
it wasn't worth it.
I don't think it was worth it. I mean, maybe she liked it, but it was like, I was like, these were really expensive for what? For like how many you get, you know? You only get like a few. And it's like, I think they were like for a baby shower or something.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
I just, I didn't, you know, the custom M&Ms, I don't know if they're worth it. Like when people get married and they have custom M&Ms as their like favors.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen them. You only see them at like
Jason
weddings.
Jason and Tiffany. Yeah. And then they have like the, you know,
right.
The date on the back or whatever.
It's just something you're eating.
I hate it. Speaking of that.
Yeah.
I remember making the little like favors for our wedding. What a pain in the ass.
I'm not remembering them.
They were chocolate covered almonds, I believe.
Oh, a little sack. Little nut sack?
No, it was a box, a tiny box.
Oh, okay. I do remember the donuts, though.
Yes, yeah. The donuts were excellent. They are excellent. But I wrapped each one of those little tiny boxes and put like 7 or 9 almonds in there. I think I was counting them at one point, and uh-huh. Then I was like, F this. I'm
just
going to
put a handful
I'm just going to put a handful in here.
There was something, I remember there was some fight over some centerpieces or something.
Centerpieces were popular.
I don't remember what they were.
They
was
were
like,
wheat.
Like tall grass?
They were
like,
they were wheat.
There's some talk about that.
Yeah. I've seen my centerpieces around in people's houses. They
still
have them, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're just for decoration.
Wow. I think there was people fighting for them.
I think there was too. Yeah. And I still have a little bit of the wheat that I didn't use from the wedding. I don't know what to do with it. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess I could put it out in fall.
Yeah.
You know?
Could be
I could wrap it
thing.
Up
yeah.
or whatever.
Leftover wedding wheat.
Yeah. Wedding yeah. wheat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like just something I was like, this is cheap. Actually, was it cheap? I mean, it wasn't like super expensive. It wasn't like getting like flowers from the florist. It was just buying wheat. I think each one of those wheat, like, bundles was, like, I don't know, like $4 or something. So I think I spent, like, altogether, like, $100 on centerpieces. That's it. That's really cheap. So just in case you're getting married in the future, these are things you should know. These are costs you should factor in.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Get married in the fall, have wheat as your centerpiece.
You just use wheat. People love it. They'll fight. They'll fight,
they'll
for
fight
it.
Over
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Something like that.
It was pretty.
Yeah. And I remember being nice.
It was cute.
Yep.
It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Film chat says I gave Clover a bully stick. Congratulations, Clover. He's got a bully stick. He's chewing the beef. Beef pizzle.
Beef pizzle.
Beef pizzle.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
It's 7:22. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So how did I get into the M&M's candy thing? Oh, where did you go that was special?
I want to tell you about this place because it was so cool and it's hidden. And you know what? Maybe this is a good thing to tease with a break. Because I want to turn on the air conditioning because I realized they turned it off.
I was also just feeling like it was very hot.
And I was feeling a little stuffy.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I was literally like a minute ago, why is it so hot in here? Why am I sweating?
I turned it off because it was just blowing on that for the nap time.
But you know what, true story?
Yeah.
I was at this barbecue yesterday and it was real hot before it started storming and I was sweating my ass off. Still haven't,
yesterday was hot.
Still haven't showered since then because it rained on us.
Oh boy.
So I'm probably gross.
It's all right. I just
full disclosure.
It's all right. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
No one knows.
No one cares.
Why don't we do that? Well, we'll take a break and we'll take a shower and we'll put the AC. No, I mean we'll put the AC on.
I'll just put some deodorant on real quick.
Oh my!
Congratulations, Clover! He's got a bully stick.
Yay! So we'll take a little break and we'll come back with this secret thing.
I can't wait.
I'll be right back after this.
And now for a message from our sponsor.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Whiny, whine, kids, lunch is ready.
I don't know how you do it, Sue. Look at those nutritious lunches. And what's that they're drinking?
Oh, this? It's whiny wine for kids.
Wine?
For kids?
Sure. You've read about all the health benefits of red wine. That's great news for you and me, but what about the children?
Yeah, but doesn't wine have alcohol in it?
Sure does. And let me tell you, since I started serving whiny wine, little Jimmy's ADHD is virtually gone. Right, Jimmy?
Huh? Whatever.
And it comes in these cute mini wine boxes, perfect for packing in their lunch. They just pop the cork, in goes the twisty straw, and then it's down the hatch.
But it's wine.
Exactly. Don't forget, wine is made out of grapes, and kids love grapes.
That's right. Hey, who wants more whiny wine?
We do.
Remember, kids, drink responsibly.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
Anal cleansing dates back to the Egyptians. Coffee enemas have been all the rage for a few years now. But at Rectify Holistic, we say, why stop at coffee? We have detoxifying all-natural enemas for every occasion. Get that minty fresh taste with a peppermint enema. Or be hydrated from behind with a coconut water enema. Acquire all the charm, hygiene, and je ne sais quoi of a Frenchman with a garlic enema. We've also got relaxing and inspiring flavors like Irish coffee, fruit juice, hamburger meat, or spicy ground turkey. Become nature's softy serve machine with an ice cream enema. Or get ravaged by a burly Russian with the St. Petersburg surprise. Rectify Holistic. Come and get properly clean today.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
What is up,
yeah,
people?
I want to give a shout-out to a friend that I've recently connected with, a high school friend.
Oh.
That I haven't talked to in a long time. Eric, if you're listening, hello. It's been great catching up.
Hey, Eric.
We've been emailing, like, every day. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. He's a car guy. He kind of got me into some Volvo stuff back in the day.
I love catching up with old people.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
It's
I'm
the
like,
best.
How did we lose touch, you know? It's just... Anyways,
how you guys been catching up? Texting, phone,
email,
Facebook,
like,
oh, email.
Like,
wow,
long emails like almost every day. It's kind of cool.
Wow,
yeah, it's
that's
really,
old school style.
Yeah, it's old school. Yeah,
yeah, I love it. It feels good.
I don't know
it
how else good. To get connected with him. He doesn't seem to be on the Facebook.
Oh wow!
And we just got the email, so
that's awesome.
We'll maybe he's in Arizona. Maybe we'll meet up someday somehow.
That's far away.
I know.
Speaking of Arizona, I'm thinking about, like, the Southwest, and then I'm thinking about, like, New Mexico, and,
oh.
And then I'm like, when does Better Call Saul start?
Oh.
Like, the show that's set in New Mexico, so I'm just like, I wonder when it starts.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
That's on TV.
Oh, a television.
Yeah. Hold on, let me look to see when it starts.
Oh, okay.
Better Call Saul Season 4. Better Call Saul finally gets a season 4 release date. This is 2 days ago. On the 6th with a Netflix release for what? August 6th. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Boy.
All right.
Kay's having a hard time here.
I mean, I want to see it sooner, okay? I really liked it. It's a good time. I mean, it's not a good time, but it's a good show. I mean, it's kind of intense, you know?
Okay.
Kind of intense. I'm watching a bunch of shows right now. And by the way, tonight is Westworld.
I'm not
very
sure.
Very excited about that. And then, like, soon, Handmaid's Tale. Good times. All right. Story.
Yeah. So let me tell you, I was a lot of gigs this week. I think I had 4 gigs. On Friday, I drove to... Oh.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Nothing like driving to Connecticut at 4 o'clock, you know, from Boston. That was a lot of fun.
What?
Zero traffic, you know?
There's never any traffic.
trying to leave Boston at 4. Anyways, that was less exciting. But last night, I was calling a small dance in Berlin, Mass.
Where's Berlin, Mass?
I got to see it on the map because I'm still not quite sure where it is. But I've been there a couple times. Now, the thing is, when I call these dances all over, you know, mostly New England, you know, sometimes New York, some, you know, other places. And it's kind of interesting with my sweetie. We've always found like really cool places, you know, to go either for dinner or, you know, a nice little beverage perhaps afterwards.
Right.
You know, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So I found out from this dancer friend that we drove by Hudson. I don't know if you've heard of Hudson. It wasn't that far from that far from Berlin. And one of my dancer friends was telling me, you know what, there's this great place that's got drinks and it's kind of, you know, a lot of people don't know about it. It's like a speakeasy.
It's a speakeasy?
Yeah. So we're
in
driving
a random town in Massachusetts.
Yeah, this like little town. So we were driving to the dance and I see the sign for Hudson. I'm like, "Oh, maybe we're near this place." So we look it up. It's only like 9 minutes away. So after the dance, we got to go check it out.
Okay.
So I guess the name of this place is called Greater Than Less Than, but there's zero signs. Here, I got
does it have a website?
I think it does, but let me show you what it looks like. I know this is good for radio.
This is great for radio.
I pulled up the Google. So
Greater Than Less Than.
What you see
here. Wait, Less Than Greater Than.
Oh, yeah, same difference. So what you see here is this ice cream place, Micro Creamery here.
Uh-huh.
That's the storefront here. Now, the speakeasy is off the side of that, and it's this place. It's actually right in here. It looks like a shoe cobbler. There's no sign.
Wait, it looks like a shoe cobbler? It looks like a clothing store to me.
Well, they got like shoes here. Oh, okay. I don't know, shoes on the ladder. And then it says cobbler on the window. You can't, there's no signs here. So you go into the creamery and you go in the back and there's like by the bathrooms, there's this little like light switch and you turn on, the light stays on. And there's this little wooden door. And my friend told me you're supposed to ask to see the cobbler. And then they ask you how many shoes. And then you say, like, you get 2 pairs of shoes, and then it's for 2 people. So we did the switch. The door's open, and there's a guy behind a curtain. And he's like, "How many?" And we're like, 2. And then we come in, and then it's this awesome bar with amazing cocktails.
Wow.
And they have some eats. And, it was amazing.
I've never been to a speakeasy.
It's so weird. Like, how you can't just walk in.
How do they, like, how do speakeasies, like stay open, because they're not advertising.
I guess it's all word of mouth, but how do they stay open though?
That's the thing. Like, I just want to, like, I'm confused.
This
about
is what
how,
the bar looks like. It's really cool.
I mean, it looks really cool.
Yeah. And it's not that big. It's, you know, the length of this, and there's like a little room in the back.
How many people were there?
I don't know. Like maybe 20.
Because where were
less
you?
Less than 20. Yeah, Hudson. But it was packed when we got in at like
really?
11, a little 11:15 or something like that.
Less than greater than.
But I'm telling you, delicious. And like we had a cheese plate. Like
what kind of cheese?
We had a goat, and I think there was a cheddar and something else. I don't remember.
That sounds exciting.
2 creamy cheeses. Yeah. I'm a big fan of this place. I want to go back if I'm randomly in the area.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, like you would never find it either. It's just, you know.
Is there a speakeasy in Boston? Let's find out.
Well, I feel like the one on the waterfront's kind of, there's no signage. What is that?
What?
Lucky's?
What's that?
Have you been to Lucky's?
No. I'm now like Googling speakeasy Boston.
There's no.
How come it says the Hawthorne is a speakeasy?
Not, it's kind of hidden. There's no signage.
The Hawthorne?
Yeah.
I don't think I've been there.
Oh, it's really good. Same owner as Eastern Standard.
Oh, wait. Best hidden bars in Boston. The Thrillist. What's Lucky's Lounge?
Well, this one, there's no signs in front. It's just this brick building, but it looks like It's like old school. Like look at the picture of the
bar.
Oh,
that looks awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. But if you look at the street, yeah, like this, you know, it's like old school.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Where is that?
It's on the waterfront.
It's on the sea.
Here they got a little. Maybe they got a website.
Seaport neighborhood. Yeah, here's Lucky's Lounge. Fort Point Renaissance.
Yep. I wonder if they show the...
Oh, back bar. Is that really a speakeasy, though?
It's kind of... There's no signage. Like, if you
yeah,
didn't
know...
Yeah,
you know what? You're right. There is no signage.
Like, if you're just walking around there, you would never know. There's, like, a very tiny sign on the door. But yeah. I love back bar. That's
I like
great,
back bar yeah. as well. I mean, that's fun. I haven't been there for a while.
It's What's totally awesome.
Saloon in Davis Square? What is that?
I've heard of that. I have no idea what that is, though.
Champagne Lounge at Roomba. At the inner... And there's another one on the waterfront.
Saloon?
It's called a Champagne Lounge at Roomba.
What is that?
Don't know. Another speakeasy. And apparently at Downtown Crossing, there's a Bogey's Place. That's a speakeasy.
Huh.
And it says, follow the sign for adults only. You'll discover this safe haven for martinis and meats.
Oh.
I don't know. It's like inside J.M. Curly, whatever
yes,
that is.
Yes,
yes. What is that?
So I've been there. I went there with Sarah.
Look at the cat. Is Sarah Balansky?
Yeah.
Off the
and there was a curtain.
For these jalapenos.
And we're like, what's going on in there? And that must be because we were at J.M. Curly's. Is that?
Yeah, J.M. Curly.
Yeah, we were there. That food, that place is really good, too.
What is J.M. Curly? I have no idea what that is.
It's like a little bar restaurant. It's a small little place.
Huh. You know what?
But yeah, there's a curtain.
I feel like I have not gone out fancy in a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I haven't gone out, like gotten dressed up and gone out fancy in like forever.
It's great. It's great to do. Some of these really fun places like this.
I want to go out and look fancy. I look like garbage all the time.
That's not true.
I do, especially today. And I like haven't worn my heels in a while.
Yeah.
I just want to go out fancy.
Yeah. Do it up.
Film Chad is not in the room anymore. What the hell?
No, he's not just listening. Maybe he's just listening.
Maybe. Who knows? Oh, my goodness.
We got our loyal fans in the chat room.
But not RJ Gumby. What happened to him?
I know.
Aww.
That's really sad.
Well, tonight is Hot Pot again.
Oh, you're doing it again. I told my sweetie about it. Not today, but I think, you know, we got to hook that up sometime.
I feel like Sunday Hot Pot should be a thing.
It's
you know?
A regular thing?
Yeah.
I found another hot pot place.
Around here?
Not too far from here.
Around here!
I gotcha.
Is it around here?
Well, yeah. It can't be more than a 10 or 15 minute drive.
Drive?
Well, where do you... You're on foot? Well, there's parking.
Where is it? What is it?
Is it Beacon? It's past the... You know where the Super 88 is?
No,
it's around there.
Around here. Which Super 88? There's like a bunch of them.
The only one I know that's down the street from Beacon Street or something like that.
It's in Boston.
Yeah, I think so. Or it might be Alston.
Film Chat's having trouble because look now it's like Capitals, and now it's like all Film Chat's back.
Film Chat
is back.
We've got the cheese report. It's Gouda, blue, and goat.
Oh.
That's what we
like that.
That's what we had, yeah.
He says the chat is effed up. Anyway, yeah. I was saying earlier that I'd like to get dressed up fancy and go out to, you know, like back bar or something once in a while. I would like to go there and look fancy, you know? I would like to be fancy, right? He says I want some soft cheese now. Hey.
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 Oh, don't worry about that. Chat room's picking up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's going to be a meet and greet.
Well, yeah, no, we'll take that out. It's just not to, be, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a meet and greet.
No.
Oh my god. Yeah, we can't have that
no
in
one,
there.
No one even know. Well, anyways, yeah.
We can't have that in there.
We'll take care of that.
But I'd like to go, you know, and dress up and be fancy and have a fancy cocktail and like look nice.
Yeah.
Cuz I feel like especially today.
There's your key. There's your.
Huh?
There's your key, Eve. Like,
yeah. And
jump on that.
I feel like lately, I've been feeling like less than beautiful, less than confident. Like feeling very insecure about myself, especially since I go out and I'm wearing like my slap and like a t-shirt and jeans. I look like garbage. I have no jeans that are like don't have holes in the knees. I need a glow up. That's what the kids are calling it, like a glow up. I'm feeling like kind of, I need Stacey Nash is that her name? To like come in and give me like a what's not to wear kind of makeover glow up. I need that. I'm feeling a little frumpy.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I need to glow up.
Get done up, go out, you know, have yourself a nice, you know, some nice cocktails.
I was thinking
good times.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking while I was walking here, I was like, I'm tired of doing my hair. I should just start wearing wigs like all the time.
Wigs?
Yeah.
What?
I think that might be the move.
What?
You know, just like F it. Just like don't do the hair anymore.
A wig?
Yeah.
Then you just put it on, take it off.
Yeah. F it. Why bother?
So what would you go with? Like some kind of blonde thing? Or?
I would just, maybe I'd have a bunch. I'd have crazy ones. I'd have like purple ones, pink ones.
I like that.
Why bother? Oh, all right. We got weird news.
Oh, sure. We can do some weird news.
We got 20 minutes left in the show.
I can pull up the peafowl story. I don't even know. Uh-oh.
Is it in fact involve peafowl that are not peahens?
I don't know what the right thing to say is, but there's some. Well, let's just get right into it.
Let's get into it.
All right.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Nice. All right. I haven't read this one. Two of four peacocks that escaped from the zoo are found safe. Philadelphia, two of the four peacocks that escaped from the Philadelphia Zoo this week and took a stroll on a nearby highway have been found safe a day after another one was found dead on the stretch of road.
Oh.
Zoo officials say that passerbyers, how do you say that? Yeah. Spotted two peacocks late in the week at a equestrian center. The tipster stayed with them until zoo workers arrived to rescue the birds. They described them as healthy, if a little hungry. Four of the peacocks remain on the loose. Oh, the fourth peacock remains on the loose. And that's what's happening in Philadelphia.
Peacocks on the loose.
Hard-hitting news day.
It is. It's this must have been a slow news day. Oh, my God. So many text messages.
Yeah, police managed to get the birds off the highway, but they flew the coop once more and they weren't able to get them.
That sounds like the hottest album of 2019, Birds Off the Highway. Doesn't it?
That sounds good, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. My husband's sending me some text messages.
Yeah.
Review, don't deprive yourself of AMC's delicious Dietland. Dietland revolves around Plum Kettle, a soft-spoken, introverted, and self-identified fat woman, as her narration explains, she's allowed to use that word, who feels trapped by both her body and her life and is saving money for gastric bypass surgery. Although she's a gifted writer and multiple academic degrees, she scrapes by ghostwriting answers to letters to Kitty, her boss, at a teen beauty magazine, pretending to be the stylish and thin editor. Oh, it's drama?
What?
It's a drama. I thought it was a documentary.
Who is this? Some large woman?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a TV show about like a overweight person. I don't know. Could be good.
But she's allowed to do that?
She's
allowed to say that is what
yeah,
she said?
Yeah. Because she's,
that's interesting.
She's large. I don't know. Could be good. We'll see.
Hey, you know, I went to a store today
that
I never heard of, speaking about big, called Fat Face. Do you know about this?
What?
Fat... Let me pull it up over here.
It's called Fat Face?
Is it a UK thing?
Oh, is it
thing?
Clothing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean...
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and I actually kind of like some of their stuff.
Did you?
Yeah,
was
I'm
it
hoping...
Is it on Newbury Street?
Actually, we were in the North Shore. We were at the what is that called? The Market Street shopping area there. And, Fat Face. I might get a pair of shorts for my birthday. Yeah.
Was it expensive? Was it fancy?
Yeah, middle. Some things were a little pricey. Some things were average. Yeah.
Who would name their line Fat Face?
I know, right? Yeah, I went to Fat Face, bought some nice clothes.
Fat Face.
I don't know why they're called that. I haven't looked into that. Anyways.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
All right, next story.
Let's just go. Let's keep with the bird theme going.
Birds.
Emu that fled captivity.
Emu?
It's returned to sanctuary. This happened in Maine, where the escape artist known as Emu, known as the bird.
Wait, what?
The bird.
Oh, he's known as the bird.
Got loose and has been returned to its animal sanctuary in Maine. The police and animal control officer had much of the town on search on Thursday for a 5'4" emu that escaped
taller
the sanctuary.
Than me.
Yeah. A spokeswoman for the sanctuary says that the 19-year-old bird was captured near a neighbor's house. Police said it was 100 pounds and they were able to capture it. And that's what's happening in Maine.
I just don't have any reaction to it. So an emu ran away and they caught it. That's the story? That's the whole story?
It's pretty much the whole story.
Oh, my God. Really?
100 pounds.
That's how much I weigh. I think I weigh a little more than that, actually. Like 107.
So you're about the same.
Not as tall.
Same height. Same
I'm not as tall.
As an emu.
Yes, I weigh as
That'd
much as
That'd be great
an
to
emu.
Get a photo of you with an emu.
What's an emu look like anyway? It doesn't look like an ostrich. It's like different. It's like kind of uglier,
it's,
isn't it? It's like kind of brown, dingy looking, doesn't it?
It looks like it's like
it looks like prehistoric, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oops, it's emu.
Umo.
E M U. Oops.
Wait, that's not it. E M U.
There we go.
Emu. Yeah. It's like brown, dingy looking. Exactly. That's exactly how I described it. Yeah, and ugly. Look
oh,
how ugly it is.
You think it's ugly?
Look at that face in the middle there.
Which one? This one?
Yes.
It kind of looks like an old man. Yeah. For folks that are listening at home. Oh, this one looks like he's smiling.
Emus are not that cute. They're like just brown and dingy looking.
I bet they smell too. Don't they look like they smell?
Do you think they smell? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is a 100-pound bird.
Oh my gosh. Look how big it is.
It's really big. They're big. Can you imagine how much it would... Oh, wait. Emus versus humans. What's that? Imagine how much it would hurt if it kicked you.
Oh,
right?
I bet those legs look big. That would kick...
Remember those
giraffe
things that we saw? Because they run real fast.
Giraffe.
Oh, my God. It's on YouTube. Please click on it. I want to see it so much. I want to see it so much. Oh, it's 7 minutes.
That's a long time.
You have to watch a Wix ad before that. Hey, it's I, Justine.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her videos.
All right. Sorry, I, Justine.
So you're watching the Today I Found Our YouTube channel. And in the video today, we're looking at the Great
I didn't
Emu
expect
War
to be British.
1932. And just before we get started,
what?
I will say that this video is brought to you by Audible. You can
oh,
go to audible.com/brain.
Oh, well, a million subscribers. Of course, every video is sponsored. Today.
Well, where do we get to the emu part?
I don't know.
Should we
emus
just
are native to Australia.
Maybe there is no emu part. Maybe this is just like a story about emus. There's no emus. Can we look at like YouTube? Can we look at like emu kicking human? just put that in there because I bet you $5 is a video of that. Emu
kicking man.
Kicking man. There it is.
This is horrible. This guy's
running. I can't wait.
Okay.
All right, my God, this is the best. It's only 29 seconds and no one cares.
Whoa.
Look at them. They stand up and they're freaky. Oh my God, they're so. They have little tiny arms.
They got
little tiny, like, tiny, like,
Tyrannosaurus. Whoa. He went to swing there.
I didn't know they had little tiny Tyrannosaurus wings. Oh my God, kick him. Get him.
I'll put this in the chat room.
Why is he running around trying to like getting excited? Oh, that was the best.
He didn't actually get. He didn't actually connect.
I don't think he kicked him.
Oh my God.
This is the funniest thing I've seen all day. I love it. He's got little T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
And it's the best.
Oh, yep.
He did a kick there. Oh,
you're
that's
right though. That
awesome.
Looks like that would really hurt,
doesn't it?
And they got those big, heavy three-toed, you know.
It stretches his neck up like E.T. Oh, it's wow. Freaky. Right. I didn't know it was like that. I had no idea it was like that.
That's good.
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. What if I type into YouTube?
Wait a minute. We're going down a rabbit hole. Emu versus sheep.
Oh, that should be good. Emu, it's only 56 seconds. We're killing time. What are they doing? They're like just,
they're just hanging
they're
out.
They're hanging out. Is he going to peck the head?
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa. He's rising up. I want to see the little, like, the little Tyrannosaurus arms. Oh, boy. He's getting pissed. Oh, he pecked the head. He pecked the head a little bit. This is riveting content for those of you who are listening.
Well, doing the little circle thing. Ooh.
Why is he so pissed that he's like not doing anything? The sheep is doing nothing to you.
Well, he's kind of following him a little bit.
I mean, I think he's a little slightly overreacting.
I think the emu's going to kick that sheep.
Look at the sheep. But the sheep is kind of like checking him out a little bit. Get him. Does anything exciting happen?
Oh, nothing really happens?
Oh, look at the little baby emus, though.
Oh, that's disappointing.
What was that, attacking chickens? What was that?
Oh, I don't know.
How do we go? That was the next one.
How do we? Can we
just go to that one?
Oh, next? Oh, next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got the next buttons on these.
Whoa.
Those emus look different than the other emus that we saw. Oh, what? They're freaky. They're freaky, you know? They're totally freaky. I now have a new opinion about emus.
They're
freaky freaky dinosaur birds, and I don't like them. Look at them.
They
look
get
how
down
weird
low like that.
They're
it's really
so
weird.
Weird.
Where's the chickens?
Oh, what is happening?
Oh, gosh.
They're freaky.
Wow, they look fast.
Oh, my God. They are so freaky.
Look how fast they go.
They freak me
Where's
the
chickens?
F out. I don't know.
They're like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, the chickens are over here. Why do they do that? They're low to the ground. Oh,
my gosh.
Chickens are like, what the hell?
Like, that's a big bird.
He's going after the chickens.
They really hate them.
What is the deal?
Who has emus? Like, what?
Maybe they're just random?
I've never seen that before.
Because maybe they're just wild. Maybe they're, like, in Australia or something. I don't know. Look at them. Look how freaky they are. I can't handle it. Okay, you guys, if you're
Don't
listening
you
to this podcast, just like Google emus and you'll just go into this rabbit hole.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's crazy. Oh, my God.
Hi, babies.
Babies.
They
Hi, other babies.
Look like freaky dinosaur birds.
They're really fast.
Well, that's
a
rooster.
That's a rooster or something, yeah.
They're so freaky. Right. Emus and dog playing in the backyard. Oh, my God. Okay. Is this riveting content?
I don't know.
There's a little boxer running around with them.
All right. All right. I don't know.
All right. Wow.
What else we got? What's going on?
What else we got? Comedy audios for edits? What is this?
Happy llama, sad llama, mentally disturbed llama, super. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
What?
And their life is better than your llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama?
What is this?
It's me.
Hey, you there, you there. Hey, you there.
What is this? What?
Where are you? What's?
I'm on YouTube, but like.
Funky hat. I'm gonna give you a bunch of reasons why you should date me. Reason number one, I'm super high. Reason number two, she's super nah. Reason number three,
I don't know.
All you got and all you got is someone hot. Boy, check my resume.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just like listening to like weird stuff. Plot twist audios? What does that mean? What does that mean? All right.
Everybody wants to know
what
I would do if.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm done. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. What's he say? Film Chat says it's not working as a radio show. Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, we could.
We have nothing left, Eve. So why don't you come here and do your own damn podcast?
Yeah, how's that show coming along?
I have nothing.
He's got a what do they call that? A wiper? What is it?
Intro.
Oh, an intro?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, let's get the show going.
It's hard stuff.
Yeah.
There was something that happened on Twitter this week
that somebody posted a picture of a Kit Kat. She took a picture of her boyfriend eating a Kit Kat, but he just bit into it instead of, like, you know, breaking them.
The whole bar?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the tweet said, I don't think I've ever had a Kit Kat before, in quotes, my boyfriend remarks before doing this. And then she posts the picture. And it says, it didn't take long for other Twitter users, including CNN's Jake Tapper, to chime in with advice about how she should proceed. And Jake Tapper says, break up with him at once. There's like a lot of others that say, like, does he eat bananas sideways? How about pistachios? Does he take off the shell before chewing? And it says, hey, I'm eating them the way they are packaged. Speak to the manufacturer. And so Tori Bell says, so serious question. Do you pop whole eggs into your mouth? Because that's the way they're manufactured.
They're manufactured. Yeah, people go crazy for this kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And then someone says, this is the type of person who pours milk into a bowl and then adds cereal. Oh, that's a big controversy, too. Like, do you add the milk first or the cereal? You always add the cereal first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right? I mean, who would do it the other way?
I don't know.
Like a bunch of animals.
Apparently, there's people that do that.
So we have a phone call.
What?
Looks like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then let's get to it. I don't have the studio up right now.
We're running a little bit out of time.
Oh, wait, no, I do. Wait, no, I can. I can. All right, let's go ahead
and take the call.
Let's take the call.
There seems to be a question.
All right.
All right, from 617, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, it's Eve.
Oh, hey.
Yes, I know.
So,
yes, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I created the name Film Chat 5 years ago.
Wow.
And I finally made an intro.
Yeah, it looks great.
The video intro. Yeah, you saw it? I'm going to play it for you right now. Ready?
Oh, that's also good radio.
And I'll describe it after. Hold on. Here it is. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Such a dick.
So what it is it's a big explosion.
Oh, really?
And it says, welcome to Film Chat, a podcast about movies.
You know what? I saw it and I liked it, but over the air, that kind of sounded like a toilet flushing in the background. That's what it sounded like to me.
You called and interrupted my Twitter story for this?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I just wanted to defend myself, and you know, it's not like I can get online. I can get on the air immediately. I need to call the phone, and then you need to recognize that I'm on and put me on. So
yeah, no.
Anyway, there's that.
So you're on your way. Like another 5 years, you might have like a show page.
Yeah, I might take my first phone call in 5 years or something.
First phone call.
Anyway, I'm going to go the YouTube route. I'm going to have a podcast on YouTube.
That's not a podcast.
I mean, you can sort of do it.
But I mean, you know, you got to have a thing where people can download all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
iTunes.
You got to host it somewhere.
Yeah. You can't just have the whole content on YouTube.
You can put it on iTunes.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Maybe AT&T will develop something so that I can make my phone into a podcast. 90
seconds.
Oh, boy.
AT&T?
So, well, you know what? I'm supportive of you, though. I hope you get it done.
Okay.
You know, I would listen, even though
okay,
I don't
thanks.
Watch movies.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll let Kay finish her Twitter story. You got 2 minutes left. So.
No, we don't have 2 minutes left. We actually have like a minute, so we're gonna have to go.
All right. Bye.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
For listening.
Bye.
Is
that the right button? I think it was.
60 seconds.
Anyway. That's all we
that's
had.
All.
That's
we've,
this is the worst.
Out of time.
This is one of the worst podcasts I think I've ever done.
Really? There's got to be worse.
I sucked. I suck, and I just it's all my fault, frankly.
Okay, let's we got a couple. We got
frankly.
Next week off. Let's
all
let's
right,
gear it up for next.
Regroup.
We'll regroup. Maybe we'll get some guests.
I mean, it's really hard. It's really. I'm
yeah.
feeling very burnt out right now.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been a busy week for me.
It's rough.
But we had some fun, and we
and
learned
we
about emus
fun.
And...
And M&Ms.
And M&Ms. All right. New show title.
Emus and M&Ms? All right, I might change the show title. Maybe I'll optimize it. I don't know. Right. I am taking the blame for how bad this show is.
Oh, no.
I am taking the entire blame.
I equally brought nothing as well.
Oh, my God. Well, right, I brought exactly zero. You at least had some weird news stories. Cool. I had a stupid Twitter story about Kit Kats. Anyway, next week there will be no show on the 10th.
Unfortunately, sorry.
But there'll be a show on Father's Day?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's right. Oh, I'll be out in Western Mass, hopefully.
Okay.
We'll have to see. Stay tuned.
Here's the deal. This is what we should do. Yeah. We should get together and we should record some episodes.
We could do that.
So that we should do that, I think.
Yeah, it could be good. We lose our live thing, yeah.
Well, you know what? I think we should I think we deserve a new plan.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
We could talk about it after we're off the air. Are we off the air already?
We're way off the air.
All right. Well, Laurel or Yanny, neither. It's both. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Right, bye-bye. Bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!